Hey, monster. I know it's been a while. I brought you your favorite candy. Can I please talk to you tonight? I we broke up, and it was really bad. Throwing things, and I got scared, and I left. I don't want to go back. I don't want them telling me what to wear and how to act in front of my own friends. I know. You give such good advice. I just wanted it to work out so bad, and I just kept telling myself it was okay because I wanted it to be okay. I've got another one if you want more candy. I missed you. I guess never felt like my own bed, so you never moved. I'm glad you didn't. If I didn't still have this place, I don't know where I would have gone. My parents, maybe, right? You know, I used to have nightmares about you. Dreams, really, but I was little and they scared me. I remember I always slept with my feet out from under the covers, and you'd grab my big toe. Just hold on to it. And if I screamed, my mom would come running. And check under the bed, and you were never there. But some nights, I'd wake up and not move, and just feel you holding on to me. Knowing you were there, but just there. Just wanting to not be alone. I've got something weird to ask you. I left my favorite pillow and my plushie over there, and I've only got the one spare. You know how fussy I am about pillows. I won't be able to sleep unless I can put something between my legs. Do you want to come up here with me? I'll put on my sleep mask. There. No, I won't be able to see you. If you decide to come up, I promise I won't peek or scream even if you grab my toes. I just want to feel safe, and I think I'd feel a lot better if I wasn't thinking about how alone I am. Because I'm not alone, and you're not either, if you don't want to be. Oh, there you are. Hey, come on, it's all right, I don't mind, you can touch me. I suppose you're feeling my face because you don't get to see it all that much. Is it what you imagined? I hope your mental image of me wasn't just from my ankles down. Hey, that tickles. That kind of tickles. Why are you feeling my ears so much? Oh, hey, all right, that's it. If you're going to touch my face, I'm going to touch yours, okay? I think I know anyway, because my dreams, you know. Oh, your skin is so soft. I like it. That's nice. That's really nice. And this is this a tentacle? No, it's okay. I'm not a little kid. I'm not scared of you anymore. Let me fill you up a little. It fits good. Strong. Warm. You're a cuddle monster, aren't you? That's all right. I really need you to cuddle me. Do you think you can? Here, I'm giving you the butt. Now wrap your arms around my waist and tuck your knees in behind mine. Now spread them. I told you I need something between my legs, so put something between them, like one of your thighs. Hello? Is that a pair of tentacles? No. Hey, no. It feels good. It feels really good. The way you wrap around me. Thank you. I was feeling pretty anxious. Kind of worthless. The way you're holding me is so snuggly. Yeah, I'm sorry. Try not to let my hair tickle your face. Here, you can share the pillow with me. It might not be as squishy as you, but I do want to share it with you. That? Oh, yeah. I've got two more candy bars in my nighties pockets. They're actually poking me a little. Could you put them on the nightstand? No, silly. You can't eat in bed. You can have them in the morning. Yeah, that's an idea. You have to snuggle me all night to earn them. That's not too mean, is it? Yeah. I didn't know if you were going to be mad at me or something. I got a whole box of them at the convenience store because I didn't know how long it was going to take. Somehow I didn't expect you would just be here for me. It was bad. I didn't even realize it. I guess about getting used to people withholding affection. Are you getting enough affection? Well, because holding onto people's toes isn't enough. Wait, do you hold onto other people's toes, or is that just an us thing? Because I'm gonna hug your arms and squeeze you between my legs to let you know I appreciate you. You're not a monster. You are a good friend. I guess I don't always know the difference between the two, but you are a good, good one. And I want you to hold me close, because you make me feel safe. If my ex broke in, you'd totally have my back, right? Right? You'd break out some wall shadow magic and scare them off. Like, That's right, this is my bedroom and you're not welcome here. Yeah. You've got my back. Literally. It's nice. Feeling your body pressed up against mine. The weight of your arms. The slight resistance as I breathe. Your heartbeat. Your warmth. I really didn't expect you to be so soft and squishy. Come on, roll over. I want to be the big spoon now. You heard me. I'm gonna hug you around the middle and get my legs all tangled up with yours and wipe my face against you. So cozy. I want to know you. I know you're so shy, but if it's okay, I'm gonna run my hands all along you. I want to feel what you are. Whatever your body is, I know you're a sweetheart. Nothing I find will change that. Alright, yeah, that's fine, that's okay. You can play with my hair. There's nothing wrong with that. Just don't tickle me with it, please. I know you're reaching for those candy bars. None of that. It's bedtime. Just play with my hair. And feel my fingertips gently tracing you. And if you get sleepy, that's okay. That's what's supposed to happen. I won't peek. And it's going to be morning soon. And I'll talk to you then, and we can have breakfast. That's it. Sleep, my monster. I hold you just a little tighter. And I'll be asleep soon.